Now, the Turkish president has called on Turkish expats not to vote for what he calls the enemies of Turkey in the upcoming German legislative elections.
I'm calling on all my countrymen in Germany. The Christian Democrats, SDP, the Green Party are all enemies of Turkey. Support those political parties who are not enemies of Turkey. It doesn't matter whether they're second or third parties because this is a battle of honor for my people in Germany. I advise them to use their democratic rights in that noble battle.
Soon after the comments, the German foreign minister lashed out at the Turkish president, accusing him of interfering in the country's upcoming elections. Sigmar Gabriel said Erdogan's interference in the electoral campaign is meant to incite people in Germany against each other. Relations between Ankara and Berlin have been strained since last year's failed coup in Turkey. Tensions further escalated following the heavy-handed police's crackdown in Turkey and the recent arrests and trial of human rights activists, including a German national. Turkey has dismissed thousands of employees and detained many others over their alleged involvement in the failed putsch that Ankara links to U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen. Crossing over to Washington, D.C., joined by Mr. Michael Springman, American author and attorney. Thanks so much for being with us. Why do you think that Erdogan made those comments right now, right on the eve of the German legislative elections?
Well, in my opinion, I think it's partly timing just before the elections, and partly because he hasn't gotten what he was promised or expected to be promised by Merkel and the European Union. In the past, Turkey had agreed with the Union to control the migrant flow into Europe, which Merkel had invited, in return for 3 billion euros. Now, he's gotten not quite a third of that already, but he has not gotten what he most wanted, visa-free entry into Europe, into the rest of the European Union. And he's not gotten membership in the European Union, which he's been trying to get for years. So I think this is partly driving that. I think it won't have a whole lot of effect on the German elections. There are about 1 million Turks registered to vote in Germany, Turkish German citizens. And there are some 62 million German voters, so I don't think it's going to affect the election that much. I think what it will do is increase the already broad dislike of Turks in Germany, and the Germans themselves will see this as a further interference in their country by people who have no real connections to their land except to come as guest workers years ago and who never went home. There is still tension in Germany between the Turks and what they like and what they want and their backgrounds. I was once told by a Turk in Saudi Arabia that he can understand the problems that the Turks have in Germany, although he doesn't like it. He said that most of the Turks who went to Germany had never seen a Turkish city in their lives, and then they were dumped into Mainz, into Stuttgart, into other major centers of manufacturing in the country. So I think that's part of it as well. It's interesting that he's not mentioned the Alternative for Germany party as being an enemy of Turkey, because this party is strongly opposed to migrants and strongly opposed to the European Union. Merkel likely will be reelected for a fourth term. Mm-hmm. I don't think people like her. I've seen the Alternative for Germany websites all over the country, and they hate her with a passion. But the party isn't yet strong enough, according to informed observers, to really make a difference, even though they are now represented in most of the state governments, and in this election will likely be represented in the federal German parliament. The issue, of course, is Martin Schulz, the leader of the Social Democratic Party, the center-left party, he's not doing well in the polls. His party's lost a number of the last couple of elections, as has Merkel and the center-right Christian Democratic Union. But there isn't any real choice between the two. They both support the EU, they both support the migrants, and they both hate the Alternative for Germany party.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of Washington, D.C., American author and attorney Michael Springman.